A new study finds that the keto diet, which is high in protein and fat and low in carbohydrates, has helped people improve their mental health. In addition to weight loss, participants who have schizophrenia and bipolar disorder report a better mood and improvements in the quality of their life. To hear more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Shabani Sethi, Clinical Associate Professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at Stanford University. She is one of the authors of this study. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Brett and Ty.
Yeah, so what was it about the keto diet that led to you and your team to study the effects on mental health? Was there some sort of red flag that you said, oh, there's something here? How did that work?
Yeah, great question. So many, many years ago when I was in training, I was basically studying obesity medicine, and it was a ketogenic diet that I was introduced to. I saw that help with both obesity as well as hallucinations that a patient with schizophrenia had. And so I got very interested in that, and I realized and learned that in 1965, that was the last trial that occurred in ketogenic diets in schizophrenia. So I realized at that point that it would probably make sense to study this. I also saw that in the field of neurology, there's a use case for epilepsy. So we use ketogenic diets to treat epilepsy, which means a reduction in seizures that we see. So what we did is look at how a ketogenic diet, which is yes, low in carbohydrates and high in fat, but also moderate in protein. And many people sometimes think it's high in protein, but it's moderate in protein. And we tested this in a population with schizophrenia and bipolar and saw that there were improvements in many, many factors, such as energy, mood, quality of life, and sleep.
What do you think is going on?
So we hypothesize that in serious mental illness, there are impaired glucose pathways in the brain, which means that there are metabolic deficits in the brain. And with the ketogenic diet in particular, we know that it circumvents that normal glucose pathway. And the way that it does that is it breaks down fat and breaks down fat into ketones. And ketones are used as fuel in the brain instead of glucose. That is one mechanism, but we also think, and we've seen in a lot of data from meta-analyses and so forth in the field of epilepsy, that a ketogenic diet decreases inflammation, neuroinflammation in particular, and that's that environmental stress to the cell. And there are other ways that it's helping in the mitochondria, that powerhouse and energy, center of the cell in creating ATP. There's a difference in how ketones go into the cycle for creating energy. Mm-hmm. So it's an alternative way to burn it.
It really goes to the old saying, you are what you eat, really. Let's take a bigger view on this. I mean, how important are your findings when it comes to treating people who may be suffering from mental illnesses like bipolar disorder or even epilepsy, as you say?
Yeah, as clinicians, we're really interested in improving the quality of life of our patients. And so if a patient is saying that their energy is improving, their sleep's improving, or even if hallucinations, which are voices that patients may hear in the illness of schizophrenia or in psychosis, if there's a reduction in the voices, it's helpful for their quality of life. If there's a reduction in, other symptoms, whether it's being afraid or having paranoia, that can often happen in the illness of schizophrenia. So if there's a reduction in that, that might allow them to, say, work more productively or go back to work or school if they were on disability. And I did see that happen in some of the cases, which was very lovely to see. And they basically shared that it really helped their life and helped with their mood. They didn't notice significant anxiety level or attacks. So I'm giving you a little bit of a testimonials that were said rather than the numbers. But if we looked at the outcomes in the study, And this is a pilot, so I just want to say a caveat that additional research is obviously needed. We need randomized controlled trials. Dr. Judy Ford at UCSF is doing a randomized controlled trial currently, and I'm working with her. And there's also, you know, outcomes looking at fMRI and imaging data to look at cognition changes. But in this study, we saw 79% of the group had an improvement in their mood monitoring, which is they had a recovered state, and there was a reversal of metabolic syndrome in all of those who started off with metabolic syndrome in the beginning. So this is over the course of 4 months. There was a reduction in weight by 12% and BMI by 12% as well. And this is without obesity drugs. This is just a ketogenic diet in those with serious mental illness that have medications, psychiatric medications that can lead to metabolic issues as well. So we are seeing a decrease in side effects as well.
Well, fascinating research. Thank you so much. Dr. Shivani Sethi is a clinical associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at Stanford University.